think it was about Sunday evening. We just seen it on the news, and then we made phone calls and then we couldn't get through to them. So then we found out over the news that an earthquake was after hitting the area we used to live, where our grandparents and uncles and all live. And it was just a terrible tragedy that happened. So there's about 75,000 to 35,000 people homeless now, without electricity and water. And so far there hasn't been any help so far from any countries, or even Iran themselves haven't helped out yet. So hopefully, you know, Iran is a rich country, so hopefully they'll be able to build all the houses up and look after all the people that are injured.
And what about your family members, Zach, who were caught up in this quake?
Yeah, that's right, because my own families and grannies and all that, they're kind of right in the borders where it happens. They got hit badly. So all their houses, everything's demolished, and we have lost uncles and cousins. A lot of relations we have lost over there. Over when they were inside the building, they couldn't get out quick enough. They've lost everything, and the ones that survived, they were outside at the right time.
So have you actually had family members who have died in this earthquake?
It's just uncles and first cousins. And then the brother-in-law lost his sister and two young kids, 10 and 8. And there's a lot of others, I say, beyond the way, but we haven't heard the full story yet, because a lot of them are still in hospital and that.
And is the death toll expected to rise, is it?
Oh, well, yeah. I know the media has only shown there's only 400 people. There's more than that, because I think in our village there's about 60 to 100 that have died so far. That's just in our village, and that's in a rural area nobody knows anything about, and they haven't got any help yet so far at all by anybody over there.
Of your family members who survived, have you managed to speak to them?
Yeah, we were speaking to an uncle of ours, and he was in hospital, and he didn't even know where his own kids were, and so they all seemed to be all over the shop.